Two men charged in toppling of Roosevelt statue and rioting in Portland. By Bob Price on October 13, 2020. Law enforcement officials in Portland, Oregon, announced the arrests of two people in connection to Sunday night's riot where two presidential statues were torn down and businesses were vandalized. One of the men was previously arrested in August in Kenosha, Wisconsin. During an Indigenous People's Day protest that turned into a riot, vandals tore down statues of Presidents Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt, Breitbart News reported. Rioters then vandalized multiple buildings and shot at least one restaurant, the Heroes American Cafe. The Multnomah County District Attorney announced charges against one of the rioters allegedly involved in tearing down the statue of President Roosevelt, KGW8NBC reported. The charge follows the arrest by Portland police officers of 38-year-old Brandon Bartels, a Pasco, Washington, resident. Police claim Bartels drove the van that allegedly pulled the Roosevelt statue to the ground. F. All you colonizers! Exclamation mark dot 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 every one of you that's against Black Lives Matter can F, the F, off. Antifa rioters in the process of toppling the Portland statue of Roosevelt. They were soon successful in pulling it down. Video by rioter Tracy Lynn Molina. pic.twitter.com/g5xgfx3slr. Anding O, at Mr. Anding O, October 12, 2020. Officers said Bartels and others used chains and straps to topple the statue. According to court documents, the local NBC affiliate reported, Bartels is a suspect in bringing down the Lincoln statue as well. But the district attorney's office said Monday that investigation is ongoing. The news outlet also reported that Bartlett was arrested during a protest in Kenosha, charged with violating a curfew. He now faces charges of first-degree criminal mischief and riot. The damage to the two presidential statues is estimated at a combined $30,000, the report states. Police in Portland also arrested 23-year-old Malik Far Muhammad, a man from Indiana who has reportedly living in Washington. He is accused of using a metal baton to smash windows at the Oregon Historical Society, Portland State University, and other locations. Court documents obtained by Conditu say police identified Muhammad by his red and gray gloves and shield. Police say he hid and then ran from officers. Police allegedly found a loaded handgun where he had been hiding in a matching magazine in his possession. Muhammad faces charges of unlawful possession of a firearm, possession of a loaded firearm in public, and first-degree criminal mischief and riot. Breitbart News reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Oregon to see if they would be filing federal charges under the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act. If charged and convicted, Bartels could face up to 10 years in federal prison. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney said their office works very closely with the local DA to ensure charges are brought in the proper venue. The spokesman would not comment on this particular matter. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pks and Facebook.